Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. 11:10 a.m. here in the great Northeast. That's what my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me on this beautiful Thursday, October 9, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and his great company, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. Veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Joseph Doherty, South Abington Township, Frank Calura, Carbondale, and Sam Messina, West Pittston. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will, in fact, provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. And we need it, man. We got these kind of leaders. Holy cow. And sadly, you know, our Democrat Party, in my view, for many, many years was immune to this insanity, the insanity of Washington, D.C. and Harrisburg. Now they're part of the same mess. They sign on to it. We have a fool as a county commissioner, Billy Gaughan, who's trying to run the county on his own. He's filing lawsuits. He's filing appeals. He's getting help from judges who put themselves, who are closely allied with him politically and put themselves on the election board to do things against the county home rule charter. He's governing by himself, and he's got a no kings sign against Donald Trump and made an impassioned speech at a no kings rally in downtown Scranton. It's insane. These people are insane. That doesn't count the tax increase. Well, I've told you. What has been happening is that little Billy Gaughan and Pat McKenna, who's his uses Billy Gaughan as a sock puppet and actually runs the county. He was the disgraceful editorial writer for the Scranton Times. Do I need say more? Two left-wing lunatics in a pod. And he's fighting with Marty Flynn, who's going to over who the top Democrat's going to be. Who we don't care. Stop destroying the county. Well, you know how we prevent that and end that? We vote for Chet Murley. And here he is. Chet, how are you?
Robert, thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm sorry I got into a lather there, but yeah. Every time I think about this, I just get furious. You're trying to, and I'll tell you what, I thank you for running. I know you've been asked so many times before, and so many people know you and know what a quality guy you are, and thank you for stepping up and running, because you've got to end this madness.
Thanks for those kind words. You're right. I was very happy with my life, and I certainly didn't need this, but quite frankly, Lackawanna County government is broken. It's broken, and it needs to be fixed.
Now, tell us a little bit. All right, we know the family name, your uncle, Gino Murley, the great Gino Murley Center, all of the things your family has contributed, but let's talk a little bit about your background quickly.
I've had a very storied career. I started, I went to Keystone. I got my associate's degree. I got my Bachelor of Science from Penn State in forestry. I worked for the Forest Service in California for a season.
Wow.
Working on a genetic tree project, climbing trees, selecting trees and climbing them to get the pollen in the spring, the cones in the fall, and the top wood for grafting. And it went to the Placerville Nursery. And we worked on ponderosa pine, and that was used for regeneration of forest. But the bulk of my career, I started with the Pennsylvania Gas and Water Company, and they actually had a forestry department. But the job wasn't opening, so I got into, and I worked construction, and then through successful positions, I was in charge of Scranton in the 90s, the early to mid-90s, and then I became director of operations, and I had responsibility for Williamsport, Sunbury, Bloomsburg, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Honesdale. And with that, I was able to work on a tremendous amount of specialty projects, projects such as taking the cogen plant, which was a comb-fired fluidized bed boiler. After that was put in Archibald to burn the column, produce electricity, produce steam, for a greenhouse, hence the name cogeneration. Once that was shuttered and mothballed, it was going to China. We revived it. We were able to run a 6-mile pipeline from Keystone, and eventually 10 years later, a 16-mile pipeline from Alliance, and that went to that plant to generate electricity. Enough electricity just with Keystone alone to handle about 4 Blakely Boroughs, because that's about what their power consumption
Amazing.
Is.
That's great stuff.
And then once UGI took over, in my position, they like to put their own people in those positions. I was able to go to the shale region for 8 years and worked with a group of people. I pulled some people from the utility, and we actually took the first pipeline from Susquehanna County into the Millennial Pipeline, which brings gas into New York City. So I've had a great career. I will tell you this, I've worked on budgets. I've done capital, maintenance, and operating budget. And I will say that 2 weeks into the next month, we had accountability. We got a printout of our expenditures, and they were compared to our budget. And if we were off by 5% up or down, we had to write a variance. I have about 6 to 8 hours into the county looking at budget, and I've had an individual help me to uncover some expenditures. And I will say the county needs more accountability when it comes to spending.
Well, we got crushed with a tax increase, and the arrogance of incumbent solo commissioner Billy Gaughan, his partner, realized that he was running the county into the rocks and left. He said this. Yeah. He just said, "I got to get out of here," and he ignored Chris Chermak's suggestions. By the way, prepared by some of the most qualified people in the county. And he said, "Did you write these in crayon?" Like, disgusting arrogance. Well, again, we appreciate you being in the middle of this. We do.
You are right. You had the people, the taxpayers of Lackawanna County had an 11% increase 6 years ago, followed by a 7% increase 2 years ago, followed by a 33%+ increase. So over 50% without compounding it over the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to somebody yesterday that gave me a great analogy. Now that people are out there treading water, the county's going to throw them an anchor and hit them with reassessment.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. And I don't know. Things are just awful and scary. I'm happy you've jumped into the breach. You know, with the Democrats in the middle of their fight, people would normally say, well, a Republican can't win. Well, number one, a Republican named Murley could. And then with this Democrat split going on, and it's a bitter one, and with the horrible performance of Billy Gaughan and his candidate, Capellini, you know, that's his candidate. So you're going to get more of the same with Capellini, and you're going to change direction dramatically with Murley. So
that's what we need to get in there to do.
Well, thanks for running, and thanks for putting your reputation on the line for the rest of us. Best of luck, and you call in anytime you've got something to say, my friend. We'd love it.
Thanks for those kind words, Bob. I appreciate you having me on.
Now we'll see you tonight.
Good. Yes.
All right. Yes. Chet Murley, our candidate Lackawanna County Commissioner. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Well, it's John Lennon's birthday. My man Mark from Hazelton, I almost forgot, and he reminded me. We didn't have a song in the list for John Lennon, and so now we got it. By the way, Babylon Bee just came out. It says, James Comey produces letter signed by 51 former intelligence officials saying he's totally innocent. I do love this Babylon Bee. I mean, it's really funny, really good. Oh, Lord. What a just a disgrace. People like Pritzker, people like Chuck Schumer. Just think of any Democrat leader. We played the lie after lie after lie from Hakeem Jeffries. And here's the thing. Bernie Sanders may be stupid, and he is. He's an idiot. He doesn't even acknowledge history. Although maybe that makes him a bad person. I don't know. I haven't made the decision. But he talks and walks the walk of socialism and communism. AOC, the same thing. But then you have the rest of the Democrat leadership that are carrying the same water. Mamdani, at least he says, I'm a communist. He won't say those words. And he says, yeah, we're going to have city-owned stores. What could possibly go wrong there? In other words, they prove their idiocy with their very own words. But people like Pritzker and so many others, Pocahontas, they just lie about their positions repeatedly, disgracefully, continually. And then we get this disgrace. They hide behind the Democrat Party label of old, and just enough people are either crazy left-wing lunatics, are getting something out of the deal of this communist lurch, or they ain't paying attention and are voting against their own interests. And that's the combination they try to put together. And we haven't, sadly, we really never had it to this extent. Capellini and Gaughan, the Lackawanna County Commissioners, left-wing lunatics. Mayor Cognetti, left-wing lunatic. Like, they're all in on the insanity, on the lies. And they may be too dumb to know. I explained to candidate Capellini, I know him, he's a nice guy. Sells cigars, love him. I explained to him at a party one time, I said, we're not a democracy. He flew into a rage. He doesn't know we're not a democracy. And to be a left-winger, you got to be ignorant, willfully or just generally, or both. I said, this is a constitutional republic. It's not a democracy. Couldn't believe it. Doesn't know it. And these people are running for office. and spouting insanity and believing everything that their big brothers and sisters in the state and national party is espousing. All this damage. See, then when the damage doesn't work, then you have to lie. And when the lies don't work, you've got to use the government to force people to do things. It's the pattern. We're still politically correct. Columbus Day is not a holiday. The day after Thanksgiving is, but not Columbus Day. My God. You just scratch your head. George Soros bought the company now and bought us out of bankruptcy. Can't make it up. You can't make it up. I'm telling you. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. So that's what happens. We've got to take a break because we need to hear from our great sponsors. We're going to come back. We give our final veterans tribute. We have the weather. And then we got more. If you want to reach us, text or calling 570-883-0098.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, a true patriot, John Basiliga. Just one of his great companies as we head into the weekend, Basiliga Hospitality. They've got three outstanding, fun, clean, beautiful bar restaurants with amazing food, like the Far Street Tavern, Reader's Choice winner of the best bar food, best neighborhood bar 3 years in a row. Queen City Tavern, brand new in Oliphant, best bar. Go up Route 307. And you got the Old Brook Inn. Best outdoor dining. Best place to have a first date. Or second. Or third. Or fourth. Then you got the Scranton Art House, winner of the best movie theater 3 years in a row. And it is. And then you talk fine dining in a modern setting. Gorgeous. Atera 519. Best fine dining, best new local restaurant, best wine selection. And then the amazing Stegmeyer Mansion downtown Wilkes-Barre. You got to go check it out. It's like going traveling to Newport and being able to sit down and have a meal. Outstanding food, too, by the way. Basiliga Hospitality. Sam Messina, we lost him October 4th at the age of 93. Mr. Messina was from West Pittston. He was born in Pittston, graduate of Pittston High School, class of 50. He started his military service in the U.S. Navy. He then went to the U.S. Army and continued his service for over 35 years in the Army Reserves. Sam truly embodied the characteristics of the greatest generation. He worked for many years as custodian at St. Rocco's Church and School, then Loudoun Hill. For 26 years, he worked for Keystone Automotive. After retiring from there, he continued to work into his 80s for the Wyoming Area School District. He loved sports. Preceded in death by his wife, Joan, in 1998, as well as siblings and brothers. Survived by his daughter and his granddaughters. Sam Messina, another great American. Brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker tells us today, sunny, breezy, and cool, 58 degrees. Tonight, clear and cold, frost in spots. We have a, I don't know, Cutie would tell me. It's either an orange or a lemon. It's a lemon tree. I'm probably going to have to roll the stupid thing inside. I don't think we got it. Well, maybe we did get lemons from it. I'm not paying attention. Anyway, 32 is the low in spots tonight. Friday, sunny. 65 degrees. Saturday, sunny, 65 degrees. Sunday, cloudy and windy with rain likely, 60 degrees. Bob Cadaro back on the eponymous program, 570-883-0098 to reach us. And it bears repeating and continued repetition. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has three candidates up for retention, and they're furiously raising money from all the left-wing lunatic dark money and telling you how great they are. But they're three left-wing, and I mean extreme left-wing, Democrat Party machine people from Philadelphia and Allegheny County, Pittsburgh, political machines. Wecht, Donahue, and Dougherty. Disgraceful. I don't know. Bob, the Democrat governor of Illinois and mayor of Chicago, when you state facts them, like the last 10 years, Chicago's averaged 655 homicides a year. And a little left-wing liberal media goes along with the lie when they say no. somebody says, Gone is taking a page from the age-old Lackawanna County Dem playback. Irishman from Scranton needs a Goomba from the Mid-Valley. Corcoran Alberigi, then Corcoran Castellani. Oh, I know. It's... But see, there's something more sinister going on. And that is the adoption, the consumption, and the effectuation of left-wing lunacy from their big brothers and big sisters in the Democrat Party in Harrisburg and Washington. That's transgender, that's open border, that's let the criminals run wild. All of it. And they all swallow it. Abortion up to birth and after, they all swallow all of it. And these are our local people now. Somebody said, you know what just dawned on me? Little Billy Gahan and that woman running for governor in California. How about that nut? She looks like the woman. My first thought, I saw clips without the sound on. Katie Potatoes, her nickname is. And she's running for governor. She got, she's really unstable, which most of the left-wingers are, by the way. Zero self-awareness, as our listener says. And she's just crazy. So Katie Potatoes running, and I thought she was that, you know, the woman who, she came out with this incredible singing voice on, what was that, America's Got Talent? One of those shows. And she was awesome. But then I said, oh, no, it's just another left-wing lunatic. It's not a great singer. Bob, if the government is shut down, why are taxes still being taken out of our paycheck, LTS? Who's collecting them? I'm happy you mentioned that because Rob Bresnahan posted a bill in the House that says the IRS should be shut down while the government's shut down. Amen, Rob Bresnahan. Cut off the money to the federal government and they'll end this nonsense quickly. Quickly. Somebody said, somebody else texted in, Bob, don't you wish you could curse like a Dunmorian on the air? Dunmorians don't cuss. And by the way, I generally don't. Except that sometimes they're funny. It's sometimes funny to curse, but other than that, I'm not a big cursor. Because you know what? Generally speaking, we use cuss words because we can't come up with real ones. They're just easier. Somebody had texted in, by the way. Where are we? Oh, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And that's hypocrisy. So it's the hypocalypse. And that is Gahan, Kelly, Wendy Mayapolsky-Wilson, and Paige Cognetti. One says, the four horsemen. One is on the horse facing the wrong way. One is mounted on a donkey, one's trying to saddle up a sawhorse, and one is telling the taxpayers to feed quarters into the mechanical horse ride, which is unplugged, by the way. Somebody helpfully providing a phone number for the Philly airport. Thank you. Somebody texted something in about, I'm looking for it, compassion. Where are we? Darn it. I wanted to respond to you, and I apologize. I didn't get your... Oh. What the heck? Oh, well. Something about basically that I'm not, you know, we're not compassionate because nothing for illegals, nothing for health care. Number one, boy, it aggravates me. It's health care coverage. It is not health care. It's more than semantics. So that's number one, very important. Number two, compassion. We can give money and do, by the way. We're the greatest giver of foreign aid by a mile. By a mile. To help impoverished people around the world. They don't have to come here and screw things up for us. And I mean come here illegally. And we have the most, if we followed our laws, which Trump is doing, we have the most open immigration system in the world. We have the most compassion in the world. There's a difference between compassion and stupidity. And there is a reason when you're on an airplane and they tell you that when the bags drop down, put it over your mouth first so you're breathing, then help others. Do you get it? So don't give me this nonsense about compassion. It's all lies. By the way, if they were compassionate, the government would still be open, the Democrats. It would be open and they would be negotiating for the things they pretend they believe in. Yeah. All right, let's go quickly to Clive from Mountaintop. Hi, Clive.
Hi, Bob. Good morning. I got a little chuckle out of your analogy there with the airbags dropping down on the plane. But you're right. We take care of ourselves first as a country.
Otherwise, you can't help anybody.
right, exactly. But real quick, I wanted to talk about the election, make my predictions.
Okay.
I'm not as optimistic as you are. You know that.
Yes.
Anyhow, the Democrats are going to win both the majority of county commissioners in Lackawanna County. All three Democrat state judges are going to be retained, and Democrats are going to win the governorship in Virginia and New Jersey. So don't count these people out yet.
Oh, no, never. Why our theme song is, the battle is over, but the war goes on.
That's a good way to put it. And, you know, I came across something reading, and this was a little shocking to me, and I went through and looked at the numbers and to confirm it. If there had been a shift of 240,000 votes spread across three states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, had those 240,000 votes gone the other way to Harris, she would have won.
Yep.
That's scary.
Now, this wasn't the closest election in the century, as she lies and claims, but you're 100% right. It is not. There are people voting for their self-interest, what they perceive to be. They're getting something out of the deal. There's a group of people that are left-wing lunatics, and then there are people that are completely blind to reality and vote just because of tradition. And those three together are dangerous.
Yeah, very true. Let me real quick move on to one thing unrelated. For the last several weeks, if not longer, we've been hearing on the news, Israel, Israel, Israel. And that's fine, but what about Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine? Here's a country that's taken a pounding in terms of death and destruction far, far more than Israel. A quarter of the population has been displaced, children kidnapped, and taken to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't blame Zelensky over the weekend, Sunday, I believe, he was on a talk show. He said, where is the world? You know, where is the world in all this? And I agree with that. Why aren't we helping Ukraine the way we help Israel?
Well, here's the problem. It's like anything else. If you do it the wrong way the first time, people become rightfully skeptical and even cynical. We just threw so much money at Ukraine that was unable to handle it. They didn't have the systems or the infrastructure to handle what we and the Europeans threw at them under the idiot Biden administration, that most of it was wasted. And unfortunately, nobody has trust in the delivery of all of this. And don't forget the billions and billions of equipment, military equipment, first-rate military equipment we left in Afghanistan. So there was no trust there. I can trust the Trump administration a little better, but we're already $200 to $300 billion in on this project, and we don't know what they did with it.
Well, we don't. What Biden did was just hand them trunks full of cash rather than equipment per se that they could have used in the war. And you're right.
We gave them the equipment. They didn't know how to operate, and there were people selling it.
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It's stuff that it was so mismanaged that people developed a deserved mistrust in the process and in what Ukraine was doing with it. We gave them more than the entire Russian military budget, and we don't have anything to show for it.
Yeah, and the war goes on.
Yep. But you're right. We got to keep our eye on that. Thank you, Clive. We'll be back. We're going to finish with Kid Rock, who was moving up the charts with his hit Cowboy, because both Bulldog and I forgot that we're going to play Stay by Jackson Browne. Remember that, Bull? We were going to try to play that. We both forgot. And Murph forgot, too. So I feel a little better because Murph forgot, not just us. We'll finish with Kid Rock. Cowboy, 1999, this date. He was moving up the charts with that hit, says our man Murph. Somebody asking me to play Grand Old Flag before I go on my brief break. I can't. I'm not going to get to it. But remind when we come back, we'll give it a shot. Now, I'm not going to do our usual Friday because it's only Thursday. We'll just finish acknowledging our veterans. Sam Messina, West Pittston. Joseph Doherty, South Abington Township. And Frank Kalura, Carbondale. God bless. So much going on. What we're going to sneak a... I can't even sneak a phone call in. All right, let's try. Jim, 30 seconds, my man. Did I lose you? He heard me and thought I was... I tried to go to him, and it didn't work. Guys, we got a lot of work to do. And I have some of the pessimism that Clive has that we can't throw these Supreme Court justices out, but we're nipping at their heels. A lot of you have texted, well, there's, Trish Bynum and Jean Barrett are going to split votes and Cognetti gets in and then runs for Congress while she continues to ignore being mayor. If we don't vote, yeah. I mean, if we give in to the pessimism, yeah, the pessimism becomes self-fulfilling. Chet Murley, well, Republicans can't win in Lackawanna County. Well, they can when the Democrats are split right down the middle, and we could restore sanity to county government and city government simultaneously. So let's see what happens, all right? All I ask is this. The people listening, you vote and let business take care of itself. If we lose, we lose, but at least you say we tried, right? All right. Well, it's always great being with you. You know that. I'm going to miss you. I really am. I hope you're going to miss me. I'll be back next Thursday morning, God willing. But until then, I must gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, reminding you the Sue Henry Show's next. Rob O'Donnell after that. The Bulldog's on his own with the best of Bob Cadaro and whatever else starting tomorrow. Have a great one, guys. We are adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.